Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gentleman on Audio Day 24, and I'm just walking back from my physiotherapy appointment that I had this morning. I thought I'd be good and walk, plus the weather is absolutely beautiful. If anything, it's a little bit too warm already, especially this early in the morning. And I'm walking along the high street, which is why there's a lot of traffic noise. It's also quite smelly, some parts of the high street, car fumes and the like. And I always see people jogging along here. I can't really think why. There can't be a lot of oxygen. So before I go home and do a bit more work, I thought I'd record a quick boo to say thank you to David Bailey for your interest in my early years in East Germany, I had no idea, David, if you're listening, I had no idea that that you spent some time of your life in Germany around about that time. It's always interesting to hear of someone who's been there at the time, and I've spoken to enough West Germans to know that they've got their own opinions and experiences of the relationship with East Germany then. But it's always interesting to find someone from another culture to see how they've experienced it. So yes, because I would assume that you've got your own cultural filter to apply, and yes, that's a technical term. So it'd be quite interesting to hear about your impressions and perspective of the Germany you were living in and its relationship with the other one. What else? Yes, you mentioned Stollen. Well, I happen to come from an area where they make the best Stollen. Mind you, not every baker. You've got to know where to go. And to this day, my mum still sends me a Stollen at Christmas, even though you can get them on Amazon now. So I tend to buy another one at Amazon because we love it. So we eat quite a lot of it at Christmas time. And the Sandman. Yes, now that rang a bell. Sandman, that was my favourite TV programme when I was little. They had one at, it was only 10 minutes long, and there was one at 10 to 6 and one at 10 to 7. So as I got older, I got upgraded to the later one, and I always waved back at him as well, until I think we were in a hotel, and all the children watched Sandman at the same time. We were all in the television room and watched it, and then I noticed nobody else waved, so I was a bit embarrassed and I stopped waving. Children's television was actually something that that East Germany did incredibly well. Having said that, it was mostly, if I say television, there wasn't actually that much about, I don't think, unless I wasn't allowed to watch an awful lot, because I was only allowed to watch Sandman, and then there was a programme on a Sunday afternoon, 3:30, that had lots of different puppets, and I was allowed to watch that one, and that was it. But I don't think there was much more anyway. There were lots of children's films though, and they tend to be very good. I'll have to check whether I've spoken about television before. If not, then David, you might have just inspired me to do that at some time in the future. Yes, what was the other one? Oh yes, Malice. Was there any malice about living there? Well, guess what? Not. No. Do you know why? Because we didn't know any different, for starters. And I noticed that with my children. So many things they take for granted because that's all they know. They don't know that it could be any different. And that's exactly what we did. We just took for granted that there wasn't a lot to buy in the shops. In fact, it was actually quite fun because you could be a little bit like MacGyver and you had to make up your own things and just make do. And there was an awful lot of making things out of something else going on. It was actually quite creative and sustainable. So from that point of view, it was good. Yeah, it was annoying that, you know, shoelaces only ever came in black or blue if you were lucky, and most of the time there probably weren't any, or, you know, some goods you had to know someone to get it. But you know, we were just used to that. Yes, my parents did a lot more grumbling, but then they'd also known a different time. And obviously being grown ups, they had a different perspective on it. And they could see sort of the political machinations a little bit more. They also had relatives in West Germany who they talked to, so that would inform their perspective. Because you'd be surprised, actually. There were quite a few people who were just like children, because they'd never known anything else. They never spoke to anyone outside of East Germany. They thought that's normal for them, you know, if they grew up there. But then my parents were old enough to have experienced parts of the war and then everything after that. So they knew different. And because they talked to their siblings on the other side, they had different ideas, which also partly informed mine. But obviously you weren't allowed to say anything, so you had to be ultra careful who you told what. It was a happy childhood, apart from, you know, I didn't particularly like all the organised activities that we had to go to from sort of school, simply because I would have preferred to do my own thing. Other than that, it felt very safe, which I think was partly also because a lot of stuff, I mean, I've seen, you know, experienced incidents that, you know, these days would have made it into the crime figures or made it into the media, but back then they just didn't. You just didn't hear about anything bad, crime, etc. I'm sure there was stuff going on, but it just wasn't reported, so nobody knew about it. If you don't know about it, then you don't worry, which also tells us a lot about the media these days. You know, how much do you read in the media, and that gives you a certain impression, and you start to worry about these things. And yeah, we didn't have that, so it felt incredibly safe, which was a bit of a shock when the new times started after reunification, and then all of a sudden things started to feel a lot more unsafe for the very same reason. So no, it wasn't an unhappy childhood, far from it. And I had to, you know, I was able to have lots of experiences that my children will probably never have. You know, going from lots of sports and lots of activities that either are not done in the UK because of, I don't know, I mean, Germany's quite lucky because we've got, you know, winter sports, summer sports, everything's going on, that are not happening here, but also that, you know, need to be paid for, or where we live, it's all full. So there's a lot of things that they will not have the same access to facilities, or the same experiences, the same broad range of experiences that I've had. So, you know, swings and roundabouts. On the other hand, if you want to take them to holiday to Greece, we can. So, yeah, it's just different. Anyway, but I do feel inspired to maybe have a look what I could possibly talk about a bit more. And I'll just do that. So, thanks for that, David. Speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.